Warren.
And AP, good morning now. Yeah, I'm kicking. I got my route done. I'm headed home.
TV antenna. Oh, man, I tell you, this new digital stuff really stinks. I'll be polite about it and say it doesn't work worth a darn.
I stay away from digital stuff. I'm not interested in especially digital stuff on ham.
TV antenna has to work hard. But it's hard to get a good signal. It's just, I don't know how the heck they expect the whole world to eliminate back to use analog signals. And HF is stupid.
Get it this way. Each their own and whatever they enjoy, let them enjoy. Me, I have no desire to do any digital or video stuff on HF.
Trying to eliminate us old guys that use HF and vacuum tubes and all that. That's one of the things that Uncle Sam is trying to do to mandate they do it so guys like us, that's how I got railroaded.
Like I've always said, when things hit the fan and power goes down, there's no internet, no cell phone, no nothing, except good old-fashioned car batteries. This is what we're going to be talking on. This will be the form of communication.
Funny part is, I don't care how much money you spend and what you do about it. That's the way it's going to... You know, it's like somebody gave me one of those stupid lithium-ion quick start for car. I said, does it have power to get power from a radio transmitter? Oh, yeah, yeah. Come to find out, it's only got power for 20 seconds, so I got to go down to the AutoZone and get one of those cheap $30 ones, and even when the batteries go out, put new batteries in just so I can run my radio transmitter.
I've got some batteries out there designed to run HF.
Quick start, something like that. Problem is, quick starts are convenient because you can take them in the car. You can start your car with them. If your transmitter doesn't work, you can plug it in. If it's easy to charge, I've looked for one that you can draw current continuous power on, but a lot of them are designed so you can only draw any more than 10 amps continuous duty. If you take an ICOM 706, that thing draws about 20 amps continuous, and it's got to have 12.6 volts or it shuts down. Clear on this one, a little foggy or what?
All I know is I've seen some videos on batteries. There is a battery out there. Possibly you've got it on lower power. Don't run it full power. It'll last about 12 hours straight.
I think the problem is I can't turn the power down because with that 706, you can't, without sight, you just can't do that easily. I can do it when I practice with it, but I don't have a good enough antenna so we can even play with it. One of these days, if any of you guys have got an antenna, we can try my transmitter, make sure I didn't hurt my transmitter.
I got the old homemade 80-meter dipole. I'm happy with it. It does me a good job. So I'll use it until it finally decides it ain't going to work no more, and then I'll buy me something else.
Location, you can do that. I just can't hear. It just won't work. Your cast board, the US and I, Dave did it all. We went to build 7 different antennas, tried 7 different configurations, and it don't work.
Take the 80-meter, what they call 80-meter attic loop antenna now.
I'm not going to get away with that either because there's no attic in this place. It's all MC cable and... I'm in a bad situation out here. The worst spot she could have, but I like the house because it's in a good location for me to get around.
Straight that one day. I'm going to go in. I just pulled in the driveway, so you have a good one now. I'll try and catch you in the morning, KM4 and AP. Send 73 your way.
Mr. Dave. dynamics to that thunderstorm before I let you go. That was a nasty one last night.
Mitch, I was lucky.
Have a good day. Have a good holiday and hope it goes well. I got my policy here and my doctor's appointment tomorrow. Let's hope it goes well. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for coming back to me. KI4, MLA clear.